Why are we here today? Is it a sense of having to? A deep responsibility to the Lord for all that He's done for you? Is it possible to serve the Lord out of habit rather than out of love? In Luke chapter 10, Jesus has been discussing with a Jewish religious leader about the two great commandments, the law, the summary of the law that we spoke this morning. Those two great commandments of Holy Scripture, that we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart and mind and soul, and that we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. So we read last Sunday, Jesus has just used the parable of the Good Samaritan to show how we should love our neighbor. And now he uses the story of two sisters, Martha and Mary, to illustrate how we should love God. Today's gospel reading takes place in the village of Bethany, located just outside of Jerusalem, on the other side of the Mount of Olives. Martha lived with her sister Mary and their later-to-be-famous brother, Lazarus. Here in the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, Jesus and his disciples sit down. Getting away from the crowds, Jesus is among friends. He has the opportunity to unwind, to relax, and to share in a unique fellowship. It's a place that he'd been to many times. Both sisters are delighted to see Jesus, but they express their enthusiasm in different ways. All people are wired differently, if you will. Some are active, always on the go, like the Energizer Bunny, never able to sit still, while others are more pensive, willing to sit back and think things through. Martha is a very activity-oriented person. Her sister appeared to be more of the pensive type. Quite often we have contrasted Martha and Mary as though each Christian should make a choice to either be a worker bee, their enthusiast Martha, or a worshiper like Mary. Doing so, I think we miss the point. The Lord wants each of us to imitate Mary in our worship and Martha in our work, and to achieve a balance between the two. Mary is content to just sit at the feet of Jesus and to not do anything. But her big sister, Martha, was looking around at all the guests and saw the need to prepare a meal. Martha was obviously a great hostess. She got up and began to prepare food for Jesus and all of those that were there with him. Martha looked and said to herself, "What a privilege to prepare a meal for the master." Mary, on the other hand, would have said, "What a privilege to sit at the feet of the master." So let me ask you, is one right and the other wrong? No. Duty and devotion are both necessary, but there's got to be a balance. We can all relate to surprise visitors and can see why Martha is flustered and feeling more and more frustrated with each passing moment. Verse 40 of today's gospel tells us Martha was distracted with all of her preparations. The sense of the Greek word perispeo, which is translated as distracted, meaning to be pulled away or dragged away. Simply put, Martha wanted to hear Jesus speak. She wanted to listen to his words. She wanted to sit at his feet too. But she was pulled away by the sense of her duties. Worrying about the meal robbed her of the joy of the service to the Lord. We're to be serious about what we're called to do, but not to the point that we overestimate our importance. The problem was not in the work that Martha was doing. It was the attitude that became the problem. Martha's problem was one of balance. between going and doing and sitting and listening. The difference between Martha and Mary is not that one served and the other did not, but one served out of duty and the other out of devotion. In today's day and age, if we're busy, we're important. If we're not busy, we're too embarrassed to admit it. I believe Martha wanted to honor Jesus, and I believe that she began her work with the right attitude. Ladies, you can all identify with this. You begin the huge task of a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner or a parish meal with the greatest enthusiasm, but as time passes, you come to realize that you're running out of time and energy, and you can't possibly finish by yourself everything that was planned that you planned to do. You get upset. Upset with yourself for letting yourself get in this fix, and upset with anyone else who might have made a difference in accomplishing your goals. Martha was like that. The harder she worked, the more upset she became. It seems to me that Martha was burnt out in her service. It's bad enough to have everything to do, and it's even worse when we can think of someone who could have offered her help, but didn't. That's what I see is happening to Martha here. Tension and frustration mount when we're performing the wrong tasks or trying to cram too many of the right activities into a given period. Then we develop a critical spirit, and we begin to judge and condemn others for what they do or don't do. We are all guilty of this from time to time, and it's not what the Lord wants from us. In the second part of verse 40, Martha finally explodes, and she comes boiling out of the kitchen, red-faced and furious. Can you just see her? "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." She doesn't even call her sister by name. She's probably tried everything she could think of to attract Mary's attention and signal to her that she needed help. And we all have ways of getting the message across, don't we? We clear our throats. We make attention-getting motions. In my wife's case, she gives me the look. You all know what the look is, right? Men, you've received and you've been the object of the look, right? Have you ever been given a situation at a dinner table when you try to get somebody's attention, to get them to go along with you, and they respond, "Why are you kicking me under the table?" We have a situation like that in this text, when Martha can't get Mary's attention. She even gets more irritated when the other person ignored her. Mary was willing to face Martha's anger because sitting at the feet of Jesus meant everything to her at this point. No one can force us to be devoted. It's a voluntary decision. Martha was so angry at Mary that she started to beep. Martha was so angry at Mary for being so selfish, and she's angry at Jesus for allowing to this go on. Notice Martha addressed her irritation to Jesus. You have to admit that she has a lot of brass. Martha is accusing Jesus of not caring for her because she was sure that if Jesus really cared for her, he would tell Mary to get up and help her. Whenever our service causes us to criticize others and pity ourselves because we feel overworked, we'd better take time to examine our lives. It's interesting how Martha links Jesus' care for her with his willingness to tell Mary to get busy helping her. Martha thought that she knew how Jesus should demonstrate his care for her. Makes you wonder. Do we ever accuse God of not caring for us because we've already decided what his care for us looks like? Part of Martha's problem was that she worried too much about what others were doing. In today's gospel reading, Jesus, by his refusal to do as Martha asked, demonstrates that even though what she was doing was valuable work, she shouldn't worry about Mary's choices. It all boiled down to the fact that Martha wanted to force Mary to serve Christ in her way. In verse 41 and 42, Jesus responds to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." I could just see now Martha scratching her head. What does that mean? Jesus showed Martha great tenderness. He did not rebuke her for making preparations for him and the other guests. He's not rejecting Martha's attempt to serve him. Martha's problem was not that she was preparing food for the guests to eat. This was necessary, but she gave too much importance to it. Today, we still have to be careful that we do not let necessary things that must be done get out of balance and distort our lives. The core of Martha's problem is that she was trying to impose her value system on Mary. Jesus didn't tell Martha to do what Mary was doing. It was Martha's attitude that needed correcting. But Martha's work was both good and necessary. The reality, my friends, is that as believers today, we need to cultivate both Martha and Mary in each one of us. Service is required, and so is devotion and worship. Martha came to Jesus because she wanted him to lighten her load that day. He did what she wanted, but not in the way that she expected. He lightened her load by not having Mary help her, but by giving her a new perspective of her work. When we forget why it is that we're doing what we're doing, we get turned upside down. And we may end up feeling overworked, or worse yet, feeling unappreciated. When we seek his will and we keep our attitude right, we find that God will enable us to do what he needs to be done with joy and satisfaction. Unless we take time to spend time with Jesus, personally and privately, we'll end up like Martha, busy but not blessed. Martha was not wrong, and neither was Mary. It's a case where one did good and the other did better. The Christian life is learning to balance duty and devotion. Sitting without serving is powerless. Serving without sitting is directionless. And serving after sitting produces power and balance. One of the two greatest confessions concerning the person of Jesus Christ was given by Martha and recorded in John chapter 11, verse 27, with the dying of Lazarus, while the other was given by Peter, recorded in Matthew 16, 16, at Caesarea Philippi. With her brother already dead and buried, Jesus arrived and was seeking to comfort her. And he told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And her response is one of the greatest confessions of all time. Martha replies, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." She evidently overcame her propensity to be distracted long enough and sat at the feet of Jesus enough to grow into a woman of profound faith. So what about Mary? What happened to Mary? We meet Mary two more times, and each time she's still at the feet of Jesus. In John chapter 12, Jesus came to Bethany to meet Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. There they made him supper, and Martha served. What else is new? Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. She was severely criticized by at least one apostle and many others, maybe others, for her action. Did she quit because of the criticism? No. We believe that she was one of the women at the tomb on the morning of the resurrection. When you sit at the feet of Jesus, you learn not to quit because of hard feelings. You learn to turn the other cheek and go on. In closing, these two passages concerning Martha's confession and Mary's worship give evidence that both sisters achieved the balance between duty and devotion. And I pray that the Lord would bless each one of us with the desire to serve and the devotion to worship in a blessed balance that would serve to honor God and draw us closer to his presence. And now to God be the glory, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.